Hello.
If you or someone you love is interested in classical music, listen carefully. This program is for you. We will play for you some of the best non-classical pieces and have you screaming for more in absolutely no time. My name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives. In this program, my theme is to introduce some less well-known pieces or movements, especially movements in a work of which we have already heard a better-known movement. So stop relaxing, put yourself in a terrible mood, and get ready to be really, really frustrated. We're going to start off with one of my all-time favorites, Beethoven's Sonata Pathétique. I can play little bits of this. And one day when I was at the music store, you know the one I mean, I heard somebody struggling to play this from the music score. After she had finished, I quietly played a fragment from it on another piano. And to my horror, that lady marched up with the music and politely asked me to play the rest of the piece. OMG. I struggled a little longer and then I ran off. So much for showing off. All three movements of this sonata are well known. Here is a fragment of the first movement. Now here's a little of the well-known second movement. Thank you. And here's the last movement in its entirety. In the second hour, if there's time, I'll play those first two movements at greater length, maybe leaving out a repeat or two. A few weeks earlier, I played the opening movement of Dvořák's famous New World Symphony. Now here's a little of that first movement that I played. That performance was by Fritz Reiner conducting the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Even better known is the second movement entitled Largo. This movement allows the conductor to interpret it in very different ways, so you might easily hear a performance that sounds very different in its phrasing. So here we are, the Largo from the Symphony from the New World by Antonin Dvořák. By the way, this interesting sounding instrument that plays this little tunelet here, is called an English horn. It's kind of an alto oboe, a modern alto oboe. Now, there was a alto oboe of sorts back in Baroque times that Johann Sebastian Bach used heavily in some of his works. But this one is a modern instrument. It's called an English horn. It's nothing to do with English and it's nothing to do with the horn. But it has got an angle in it. Just to make it a little bit longer, to make the tone, the sound, the range lower, and so that in French, of course, you have an angle is called anglais, but the word for English is also anglais. So we believe that that's where the term originated. Anyway, that's an English horn. In case you've never heard one before. I have been using this little march as a signature tune from the very beginning. As I said, I could not find the composer of it, and I thought it might be attributed to Haydn. I posted this version of the tune on YouTube. Asked for any information, but on YouTube getting a response to anything is a little hit or miss, and so I didn't get any responses. But recently my uncle remembered where he had heard the tune. It is a song by a gentleman called Johnny Heikens of the Netherlands, who died in a prison cell apparently for being a Nazi sympathizer during the war. The famous German tenor Richard Tauber recorded the song, and here it is.
Night, clear and bright, silver stars are shining. Listen, pray to the lay of a lone heart pining. Nightingale fills the vale with his tender love song, calling to his lonely mate as I call to you. Sweetheart mine, dream of me while the starlight's shining. Listen, pray to the lay of a lone heart pining. Starlit hours mid the flowers gave me inspiration. So I call my song to you, starlight serenade. Starlight serenade, dream on, lovely maid. Dream of one whose heart a fire filled with a love desire. Ere those bright eyes glow, throw me just one rose. Near your window I implore, let me be your troubadour. Sweetheart mine, dream of me while the starlight's shining. Listen, pray to the lay of a lone heart pining. Starlit hours mid the flowers gave me inspiration. So I call my song to you, starlight serenade. So I call my song, my starlight serenade. So I call my song, my starlight serenade.